the entities that need to be held accountable are first the signatories to the agreement, the government and the 11 armed opposition groups. And then also we intend to hold accountable the field commanders who answer to them, because mm-hmm. they have responsibilities as well. And it's really the entire international community that's going to band together to hold these parties accountable. The IGAD heads of state first and foremost, but also the Africa Union Peace and Security Council has a big role. Mm. The UN Security Council has a big role. And even the diplomatic community here in Juba has a big role. Mm. All of these entities are mentioned in the cessation of hostilities agreement as having a role on the accountability question.
Right. And just one of our listeners posted on our Mira Facebook page, and he said condemnation has never worked in this country. I mean, what do you have to say on that statement?
Obviously, we need to go beyond condemnations, and we have done that. Leadership of South Sudan, both government and opposition, has already seen some of the concrete measures that the United States has taken. We have two tools in particular that we've used already.
Hmm.
One is an executive order that was signed by President Obama but continues to be in force under President Trump that authorizes us to take sanctions measures against anyone who undermines peace in South Sudan. And we've used that measure to sanction a number of individuals. Most recently, one particular cabinet minister in the current government, as well as a number of generals from both sides of the conflict.
Hmm.
And this order blocks any assets they have in the U.S., prevents them from traveling to the U.S., and prohibits U.S. persons from doing business with them. A second tool that we have is a new law passed by Congress regarding corruption sanctions. And the U.S. administration used that measure for the first time in December and announced sanctions against a number of corrupt individuals around the world, one of whom was a South Sudanese businessman, Benjamin Bolmel, who it's documented that he has used high-level connections to commit millions of dollars worth of government contract fraud for construction work never completed. And by choosing to put a South Sudanese individual on this list of corruption sanctions, it's a clear signal from the administration of our continued unhappiness with the government of South Sudan and its lack of progress on the peace process. And, there are any number of people we could have sanctioned, but we chose to sanction a South Sudanese individual as a way to send a clear signal. And what's particularly important about these two measures, both the executive order on the peace process and also the corruptions law, is that both of these tools are ongoing tools. We have them at our disposal constantly. We will use them again as needed. Whether it's against government officials or opposition figures. We will use these tools to target any individual who is a spoiler to the peace process, and also to target those who enrich themselves through corruption while the broader population of South Sudan continues to suffer.
Right.
So these are active tools, and I can say the U.S. government is actively working on developing additional tools, some of which could be aimed at the pocketbooks of the spoilers. So there are additional measures that that could be announced in the future. And it's not just the U.S. taking these steps. The EU has taken a number of steps. And in fact, they have an arms embargo in place for South Sudan. The UN has targeted a number of individuals. Canada targeted the same individuals that we targeted last September. And probably most importantly is back in September in New York, when the AU Peace and Security Council met in New York, they issued a statement making it very clear that the AU itself is willing to sanction those who attempt to block the peace process here. Mm-hmm. So that's very significant as well.
Right.
So the point here is that we're finding an increasing coalescing of the international community that accountability measures must be taken and must be strong, and that there's no time to waste.